Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. Welcome to ID the Future. This is Annika Smith, and today I am joined by CSC Associate Director Dr. John West on the latest free speech sort of outrage that's just developed this week, a news story out of California. Dr. West, thank you for coming on our show. Can you tell us what is going on?
Thank you for having me. I wish it were under happier circumstances. This is something really disturbing that happened this past week. The California Science Center, which is one of the largest science centers on the West Coast, was scheduled to do a screening, a premier screening, sponsored by actually the American Freedom Alliance, of this new ID-friendly documentary called Darwin's Dilemma, put out by Lustre Media, the same producers of Unlocking the Mystery of Life,
right.
Privileged Planet, a great organization. And, of course, this film has already been premiered in other places, like at the Seattle Art Museum, at the Oklahoma Museum of Natural History just a couple of weeks ago. And so the American Freedom Alliance, which is not it's not a pro-intelligent design group, but it's a group that favors open debate and discussion, is holding a series of events tied to the Darwin anniversary of the Origin of Species in November. And the lead-off event was going to be the Los Angeles premiere of Darwin's Dilemma at the IMAX Theater of the California Science Museum. And again, this was rented. This facility is a public facility. The California Science Center is, in fact, a department of the California state government. And so anyone can rent their facilities, and that's what the American Freedom Alliance did. And all was fine until this got out publicly and it was announced, and people started finding out about it. And then this week, all heck broke loose, and the California Science Center canceled the screening. And this is just shocking and really amazing.
Okay, just to ask, can they do that? I mean, this is, as you said, a department of the state of California, and it's a private event. Can they, like, what are the grounds they are using? Why do they feel like they can actually shut this down?
Well, the grounds that they're willing to state publicly are murky. They say, well, this is just about some sort of contract issues that they won't specify. Well, I think that's pretty bogus. And based on our information and my information, what is going on is they were upset that Discovery Institute sent out a press release of its own promoting this event because our fellows are featured in the film.
Right.
And in fact, David Berlinski and Jonathan Wells, who's actually featured in the film, were going to be at this premiere screening to talk to people afterwards. And so we sent out a press release highlighting that fact. And in that press release, we committed a grave sin because we noted the fact that the California Science Center is a Smithsonian Institute affiliate.
Uh-oh.
And we did that because that's what it is. And that apparently we've sort of heard through the grapevine that upset the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and that they may have leaned pretty heavily on the California Science Center this week. Now, the Smithsonian is saying that it didn't, although they've sort of given different messages. They told a reporter that they had nothing to do with it, and then the spokesperson admitted that he, in fact, called the Science Center to express some sort of displeasure. So we're still trying to find out, you know, what can be documented or not, but the fact of the matter is there was no valid reason that has been explained for canceling the screening. And anyone who claims it has nothing to do with intelligent design, well, give me a break. They knew what the screening was, and then when it becomes public and people start to be critical of it, then they pull the plug. Of course it was about intelligent design. But as you point out, you asked it earlier, can they do this? Well, I don't think they should be able to do this because they are a state entity, and government is supposed to abide by the First Amendment and free speech and not engage in viewpoint discrimination.
Right.
So, I mean, if they want to have objective standards that apply equally to everyone, they can do that in how they rent their facilities. But once they rent it to someone and then there's controversy because someone doesn't like the viewpoint, they can't pull the plug. And that is a violation of their free speech rights. And so, and then to pull the plug, say if they pull the plug because they're offended by something Discovery Institute said, which we're a third party, we're not sponsoring the event. And so that should have nothing to do with, the people who did rent the hall to be
right,
to do the event.
Right, they're penalized because we're saying something.
If that's what the Science Center is claiming. Of course, the Science Center won't go into the reasons, but they won't provide any valid justification. And so I think this is pretty, at least, very fishy. And really, it's outrageous.
Right, and we should note for our listeners that this is a breaking story and it's being, it's still in development. So over the weekend into next week, listeners should stay tuned to Evolution News, evolutionnews.org, because more information coming when we hear, if this changes, if we hear back for a reason from someone, if we have any new developments on this case, we'll have them published and let you know.
But the reason I really want to come on today is that our listeners can actually perhaps help change things for the better, because, you know, this is an effort to expel an intelligent design film that was going to be screened and sponsored by a third party, a private entity. And if third parties can't actually, you know, screen and talk about intelligent design freely without being penalized by a state agency, you know, we don't have much freedom here. And so I hope that people who are listening will be equally concerned. And if you are,
right,
I'd encourage you to do something about it, namely to call and email the California Science Center and ask them to reinstate the screening and to support the principle of free speech. And that regardless of how they feel about intelligent design, they are a state entity and they should respect the right of other people to make the argument. Because this is a fine documentary featuring some world-renowned paleontologists, not just people who support intelligent design are featured in this film.
Yeah.
Impressive, you know, animation. It is wonderful fossil evidence from the Cambrian explosion 500 million years ago. And people deserve to be able to hear this and hear this in a public setting. And
absolutely. And it has grave consequences. I mean, this could set a precedent for any, not just films, but any other events, any other people who are concerned about being able to voice dissent from Darwin in a public place.
That is a great point. You're right. This sets a grave precedent, not just for films, but for speeches and other things that public entities want to say, well, this is too controversial, so we're going to ban it.
Right. So just so our listeners know, the one thing you can do that would be most helpful would be to call or email. And we actually have those contact information for the California Science Center. The email is 4, that's the number 4, info@cscmail.org. And the phone number is 323-724-3623. Again, that email is 4info@cscmail.org, and the number is 323-724-3623. Do call, email, and let them know that this is outrageous, and this is not something that people who believe in free speech, in academic freedom, in free inquiry, and open discussion of ideas should ever stand for.
And if you're hearing this on the weekend, call them and email them then, because as a science center, I'm sure they're open most days of the week. And so they really do need to hear from you. And be respectful. I mean, nothing is helped by having people, you know, express things in an incivil manner. But you can be clear that you support free speech and you think
absolutely
they should too, and that you're really concerned that they're not doing that. And, you know, I'd also encourage that if you're in Southern California, that and you want to go to some of these wonderful events that the American Freedom Alliance is putting on, which actually culminates in a debate in Beverly Hills, in a theater in Beverly Hills with Stephen Meyer and Richard Sternberg against Skeptic Magazine's Michael Shermer and paleontologist Donald Prothero. That's on November 30th. If you're interested in some of those events, and in fact, there's another event. David Berlinski is going to be in giving a lecture on book, Devil's Delusion, Atheism and Its Scientific Pretensions. And that's actually later this month in October. Go to the American Freedom Alliance website and get tickets for those events. And, you know, show your support that way. But wherever you live, this is a nationally renowned science center, and so you don't have to be in California to call them and express your concerns. But if you, especially if you live in California, please do it. But wherever you're living, I hope that you do that if you support free speech. And then after that, if you do live in Southern California, check out the American Freedom Alliance and support them. Because again, this is a group that, because it supports civil discussion on both sides, it decided to hold these events, including the debate. It wanted both sides aired. It's
right.
Not an intelligent design group. It doesn't take a position on intelligent design, but it thought it was important to be aired, and they're getting penalized for trying to promote free discussion. And that also is a travesty. So show your support of them and us at these great events.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. West, for being on our show. And for our listeners who might be driving or not near a pen and paper or a place where they can write this down, we will have that contact information. So again, you can take action, make your voice heard. We'll have that up on our website at idthefuture.com. Thanks for listening. And Dr. West, again, thank you for coming on our show.
Thanks for having me.
For ID the Future, this is Annika Smith with the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.